Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
You've heard of a whodunit? This is a whatdunit. Last year, a team of scientists on the remote Cape Verdean island of São Vicente noticed something very strange. Large amounts of ozone, almost half as much ozone as climate models predicted should be above the tropical Atlantic Ocean, were missing. To solve the mystery of the missing greenhouse gas, scientists built new instruments, loaded them onto airplanes, and took to the skies. And what they detected just might help save the planet from global warming. Professor Alistair Lewis is the science sleuth who led the investigation. He's director of atmospheric composition at the National Center for Atmospheric Science in York, England. Welcome to Living on Earth, Professor Lewis.
My pleasure. Great to talk about these things on a science show.
So where did the ozone go?
Okay, so ozone is destroyed when it's hit by sunlight, and the things that you need to destroy ozone efficiently is lots of sunlight. And so it's no big surprise that the tropics are going to be the place where we're going to get the highest loss. What's surprising here is that we found more loss than you would explain just by sunlight hitting the molecule on its own. And in fact, what we found were some extra chemicals that speed up this process and add on top of it. And this was the big surprise. And in fact, these processes involve some rather unusual chemicals involving bromine and iodine.
Where did they come from?
They sort of come from the same place, but not the same source, if you take what I mean. So we have bromine, which we believe comes from small microscopic particles in the air that are generated over the oceans by waves breaking. The iodine compounds, well, it's a bit more uncertain. We think they probably come from small microscopic biological entities in the ocean. But again, we're a bit less certain. But they come from the ocean anyway.
So these two chemicals, they interact with the ozone and somehow they turn it into something which is not a greenhouse gas?
That's right. They destroy the ozone and turn it into something that isn't a greenhouse gas. And part of this process, it's a very complicated set of reactions. It's not a single easily described step. But one of the outcomes is actually you also begin to destroy a little bit extra of the greenhouse gas methane as well.
So these two chemicals in this particular part of the Atlantic Ocean are released. Why this particular part?
Well, this is why we think the discovery is quite important. We don't think there's actually anything specific and unique to this bit of the ocean. Our hypothesis is actually this is very typical open ocean for the tropics. There's nothing unusual here. So if we see these chemicals released and the ozone disappearing in these places because of this, it could well be happening all over the tropical Atlantic, all over the tropical Pacific as well. So we think our findings may scale up to cover large chunks of the planet.
Well, this is really good news.
The sort of the glass half full view, of course, is that this is good. This means that if we get to grips with reducing our methane emissions, the atmosphere will clean itself up quicker than we thought. This is good. If you take the glass half empty view, it's, well, we did a pretty good job of predicting methane. So perhaps it means there are additional sources that we haven't taken account of. But we view this generally as a positive thing. If you get to grips with reducing your emissions, the atmosphere will do its bit slightly quicker, clean us up and give us a sort of a quicker win in terms of reducing greenhouse gases.
So I guess this is really going to change our perspective on climate models and change the climate models.
Well, it certainly shows that we need to keep an open mind, that actually there are still some things out there in remote places that are pretty important that we actually haven't discovered or accounted for yet, that it's not a completely done deal in terms of the chemistry of the atmosphere, that there are still some discoveries to come. Understanding how the climate works is still subject to big uncertainties. So there are big processes that perhaps we haven't discovered or processes that we don't understand accurately. And we need to go to these places to really tile and really nail them down and actually determine how fast they're happening.
Boy, science is deliciously complex and surprising.
It is. And I think that it's just surprising how you can remain to be surprised, even in places where we think we really understood what was going on. And that's certainly true of the open ocean. It was a place that people studied extensively, sort of at the dawn of studying the composition and chemistry of the atmosphere. And it was considered pretty simple to understand, not many emissions there, not much chemistry going on. And yet, as we revisit these things 10, 20, 30 years on, we still discover new processes and in fact, pretty important ones as well.
Why did you decide to set up your equipment and your laboratory in São Vicente, of all places? I mean, that's way out there.
Well, this is, I'd love to say it was all science, but it isn't actually all driven by science, this. Partly, we had to wait until we could make the instruments that that would do the job for us, that would actually measure year-round. And part of it was finding somewhere that you could actually get to and do these experiments relatively easily. And one thing that's happened in Cape Verde recently, certainly over the last 5 years, it's become a very popular holiday destination. So what this opened up to us was the potential to fly there, set up instruments, move freight around in a way that perhaps we wouldn't have been able to do 10 or 15 years before. So it's the sort of combination of partly science and actually partly serendipity that means that we've chosen this as our location.
Boy, not bad work if you can get it.
Well, it's nice to go to a place with a decent beach.
Professor Alistair Lewis is Director of Atmospheric Composition at the National Centre for Atmospheric Science in York, UK. Coming up, scanning hearts for disease and the seas for sharks. These stories just ahead on Living on Earth.